on 88.1. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. I'm in downtown Baltimore at the University of Maryland Baltimore campus's Health Sciences and Human Services Library. It's right across the street from the University of Maryland Hospital. And I'm at an exhibition that is frightening, chilling, fascinating, and I think quite informative about a number of current issues. It deals with an historical event, the Nazi practice of investigating what they called racial genetics. And eugenics, rather, is the topic of this exhibition that has been put together by Dr. Susan Bachrach, who joins me here this morning. She is the curator of special exhibitions at the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum. Welcome. Good morning.
Thank you for having me.
So this exhibition, which is called Deadly Medicine, Creating the Master Race, has to do with the Nazis and the scientific research that they did into this field called eugenics. Explain to us what eugenics is.
Okay, well, eugenics and support for eugenics began long before Hitler took power in 1933. In the early 20th century, there were many supporters in the United States and Western Europe for ideas aimed at improving the genetic makeup of a population. And positive eugenic ideas were aimed at increasing the number of hereditarily fit persons, they were called, people with good heredity, and negative eugenics aimed at preventing people considered to have a bad heredity from reproducing.
So the Nazis, obviously, very interested in this notion of a master race and of sort of cleansing the population of those people they deemed unworthy. As you mentioned, this kind of research began both in Europe and other places before the Nazis took over in 1933, but they certainly embraced it and sort of kicked it up to another level.
Yeah, I mean, it began, and there was actually support in most countries on both the political left and right for these ideas. It began with a very positive goal of that you could improve society, you could solve a lot of social problems just, you know, by using what was known about science. The field of genetics was just coming into its own, so they're, you know, just beginning, really, so there wasn't very much known about it. Mendel's laws of heredity, and people started applying this to all kinds of traits and behaviors, and before it wasn't, you know, very well developed thing. But what happened in Germany is that this, and it was popular in Germany before Hitler took power, the Nazi movement was absorbing these ideas. And it fit very well with the Nazis' focus on biology and the importance of race, as you say.
So, of course, we know that the Nazis attempted to eliminate an entire race of people. They called the Jews a race of people.
Right.
This was their so-called final solution. But this began before the war with people, many people who were not Jews. Who were they targeting
right
at that point?
Yeah, the principal target, and you know, it shows how the persecution of Jews was not only political, but was linked to a larger population and public health policy that was aimed at many different groups in German society. People they called feeble-minded, that they judged of low intelligence, people who were mentally ill, people who were blind, deaf, and they really extended that to people who they called antisocial, who were criminals or chronic alcoholics. It could affect a large categories of people. Nazi negative application of negative eugenics, they introduced a national forced sterilization law that targeted these categories, not Jews, but the especially people judged to be of low intelligence, mentally ill, and so forth. 400,000 Germans, men and women, were sterilized under this law, mostly before the war began.
And when it comes to the final solution, you write in some notes that accompany this exhibition that, in a way, they use sort of the cover of World War II. They use the excuse of World War II to target, in particular, the Jews. How did they get from, people with mental retardation or chronic alcoholism or Roma's gypsies to an entire population of Jews?
Okay. First, you had this sterilization program and the application of eugenic policies in peacetime in Germany in the 30s. Then when war began in 1939, the time was ripe to introduce what was euphemistically called a euthanasia program that was aimed first at infants born with very serious birth defects and then at adults who were in institutions, patients. These were mostly German, not Jews. The first victims of gas chambers in Germany were these institutionalized patients. Almost 100,000 were taken to special facilities and killed. A small percentage of these were Jewish patients who were indiscriminately selected for this program. This was a link to the final solution. Second link was, of course, the experimentation with a gassing program and the method, which was applied on a much larger scale in occupied Poland in the facilities there. Some of the staff from this German euthanasia program were actually transferred to facilities in Poland, staffing Sobibor, Treblinka, where Jews are killed in large numbers. So there are all kinds of linkages, and ultimately the link to the whole vision of recreating a society that excluded large numbers of people.
Dr. Susan Bachrach is the curator of special exhibitions at the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum. She joins me here today at the University of Maryland Health Sciences and Human Services Library, where there's an exhibition called Deadly Medicine, Creating the Master Race. What was the position of so-called standard science at this time? Was eugenics in the 1930s internationally accepted as a legitimate form of research?
This was starting to change along with the development of the field of genetics. So, for example, by the 1930s in the United States, a number of scientists were saying, wait a minute, this doesn't fit with our current knowledge. But it took a while for the science to catch up. And what you have in Germany is that you kind of have a cutting off of this discussion once Hitler takes power, establishes the dictatorship, and eliminates political opposition. But there were many prominent, serious scientists who really believed in these eugenic ideas. I mean, people who wanted to sterilize a lot more than were, believing it was better to sterilize too many than not enough, knew it would take generations. But certainly in the early 1900s, even the second decade of the 20th century, there were legitimate, mainstream scientists in the United States who, supported eugenic ideas.
You've been researching this field for a long time. You've published articles about it. This exhibition was at the U.S. Holocaust Museum for many years. It's traveling around the country. It's on its way to Michigan after its tenure here in Maryland. How does understanding the Nazis and their pursuit of eugenics inform our current discussions in the fields of bioethics and medical research and medical science?
Good question. I think there are two big things. I think it's important everyone understands the history of eugenics and how seductive the idea was that you could use science to solve what were a lot of social problems, really, and the whole idea of trying to perfect the human race. Is this a goal that we should support? And where does one draw the line when you're looking at various defects? And that's big question number one. And certainly as our knowledge advances of the human genome, this will come into play. And who will make the decisions about where we go with this modern new scientific knowledge? The second point does have to do with the medical profession and the related public health professions, and how, what are the lessons that can be learned. Again, the doctors that we show in this exhibition, they weren't quacks, they weren't fanatics. You know, that's a big misconception about this history. Even Dr. Joseph Mengele, notorious Dr. Joseph Mengele, Auschwitz fame or notoriety, had two PhDs and so forth. So we want the medical students, medical professionals, public health professionals to look and see what the lessons are learned. Also, you know, there's a lot about cost cutting in this exhibition and how that was used as a pretext or an argument for sterilization, even, you know, in the so-called murder euthanasia program, people called useless eaters. If you didn't make a contribution to society, need to eliminate you. There's a lot of that kind of thinking that's still, you know, that we're dealing with.
Yeah, there are some chilling pamphlets and brochures talking about, you know, why pay money to support these useless people where we could support people who are, you know, of much higher quality. Mm-hmm. Because it was taken as serious science by so many people, and because the people doing this research were, as you say, quite well-educated and quite erudite in their individual fields, did they stumble upon anything, or did they come upon anything, research that has, in fact, been useful and been productive as we do work to, and as science has worked to, eliminate birth defects and eliminate problems genetically?
Well, the discussion there usually involves research or experiments that are done in the camps during the war, using prisoners, Jewish and other prisoners, as guinea pigs. And there's a whole debate about whether or not that research was useful or not. We also have a discussion in the exhibition of a neurologist who used the brains of children killed in the euthanasia program for research on different conditions, after whom a syndrome is still named. His name is Halliforton. What we gain from this is more kind of a warning about where we want to go as a society. You know, some of the problems with when we confront public health issues and weighing the rights of the individual against the larger society. Some of these big questions. And as you said, you know, the dignity and the value of all human beings, which is the Nazis certainly did not respect very explicitly, but, you know, that we like to think as a civilized society we do.
Well, it's really thought-provoking. It's really quite extraordinary. So, Dr. Susan Bacharach, thank you so much for your walking us through. Appreciate it.
Okay. I hope everyone will come and see the exhibition and listen to the testimonies of some of the victims of these programs.
Dr. Susan Bacharach, she is the curator of special exhibitions at the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum. The exhibition Deadly Medicine, Creating the Master Race, is on loan from the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum here at the University of Maryland Health Sciences and Human Services Library, right across the street from University of Maryland Hospital in downtown Baltimore. We'll have more information on our website. Come to wipr.org/Maryland Morning. The exhibition is free and open to the public, and it is here until the 30th of April. On 88.1, I'm Tom Hall, reporting from downtown Baltimore. Thanks for being with us. Have a great day.